Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric car news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, September 16th. Tesla has released a video about their Quiet Cabin's proprietary Tesla Glass. Back in 2016, we reported on the automaker launching its Tesla Glass secret project and putting Mike Pilliod, a former Apple materials engineer, in charge. And now he's in front of the camera to showcase his years of effort. The glass is not only made for acoustic purposes, but it's also made for safety, thermal management, and distortion prevention as well.
So we're here in Los Angeles at our Glass Technology Center. And to give you a real-life example of the acoustic performance of our side drop, just roll up the window here. And to give you an idea of how comfortable the experience is in our vehicle.
Tesla has released new images of its latest Megapack project in the UK, and it's powered by its Autobidder software. Tesla is on its way to becoming a global decentralized utility company, and installing Megapacks under the direction of Autobidder software is another brick in the castle. Autobidder software is a real-time trading application that shares information and energy assets across a wide network, allowing for software to automatically trade energy prices where it is needed and produced. After recently completing this project in Contigo, the company already started to work on an even bigger Megapack project in Essex. That one will have a 99 megawatt capacity. Tesla has built a giant new delivery center in Beijing, the largest in China and possibly the world. They expect big things to come in the Central Kingdom. It's an 11,800 square meter building with over 100 spaces for deliveries. By the way, that amounts to 120,000 square feet. With Gigafactory Shanghai turning into an export hub and focusing on exportations during the first half of the quarter, Tesla is expected to do a lot of deliveries in China during the next few weeks. This also correlates with Tesla starting deliveries of the new, cheaper version of the Model Y. Over the last few weeks, CEO Elon Musk has been warning employees that it's going to be a difficult month for deliveries since vehicle production was delayed early in the quarter. Ford announced that it started pre-production of the F-150 Lightning as the race to bring electric pickup trucks to market heats up. Both the F-150 Lightning and the Cybertruck have been delayed into 2022, but earlier this week, Rivian produced its first R1T pickup that it plans to sell to customers. In any case, volume production is going to be an important factor for long-term success, and Ford is making a big first step. They announced, quote, "One year after Ford confirmed construction of the Rogue Electric Vehicle Center in Dearborn, Michigan, the first Ford F-150 Lightning pre-production units begin leaving the factory. The all-electric F-150 Lightning goes on sale next spring." Now, Ford also announced an increase in its investment in the plant by $250 million. This will enable production capacity to 80,000 pickups per year. The most recent count from Ford states that they have taken more than 150,000 reservations. In comparison, the Tesla Cybertruck is said to have over 1 million reservations. It bears repeating, but volume production is the key to long-term success. Lucid Motors just shared some of the official EPA ranges for the flagship Air sedan, and they're quite impressive. The car and trim, called the Lucid Air Dream Edition range, has an official EPA range of 520 miles. Last month, we tallied up the upcoming electric cars with the longest range, and the Lucid Air Dream Edition topped the charts. As a matter of fact, 3 out of 5 of the highest range vehicles of different trims belong to the Lucid Air. According to Lucid, this makes the Air the longest range EV from the EPA to date. The runner-up is the upcoming Cybertruck, which is said to have a range of over 500, and the Model S Long Range at 405 miles of range. Somewhere in there is the Mercedes-Benz EQS, which is said to have a range of 487 miles. However, that's using the generous testing procedure called the WLTP cycle. Lightyear, a startup developing an electric solar car, has announced a significant $110 million round of financing to bring its first vehicle to market. Lightyear's vehicle, the Lightyear One, is a large solar sedan made for ultra efficiency. Their current iteration aims to be a 450-mile range sedan with enough space for 4 tall adults and a bicycle in the back. As you might imagine, the Lightyear team hails from the Netherlands. Lex Hofsluit, CEO and co-founder of Lightyear, commented saying, quote, "It's great to see the acknowledgement from the investors, which is a testament to the confidence that they have in Lightyear. Thanks to the trust of funding received from our investors, we can further grow as a company and bring our Lightyear 1 exclusive model on the market in 2022. By the way, if you're curious, the first production of the Lightyear 1 is going to be sold at a price of around $170,000 US. Nikola Motors has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Hamburg Port Authority. This is actually alongside commercial vehicle brand Iveco. The two companies made the announcement during the opening of their new joint venture manufacturing facility in Ulm, Germany. The first phase will consist of testing the transport capabilities of Nikola's TRE BEV. This will be done alongside high-performance charging within the port. The second phase will include full integration of Nikola trucks into Hamburg's port operations. In the same press release, Nikola's current CEO, Mark Russell, mentioned the company is working on a similar project in the United States. The old CEO of Nikola Motors, Trevor Milton, stepped down from the role after the company was lambasted in the media for seemingly fraudulent statements and actions. EV manufacturer Workhorse Group announced its voluntary withdrawal of its legal challenge against the United States Postal Service. Workhorse Group was suing the boys in light blue when Oshkosh Defense was awarded a contract to produce mail delivery fleet. When the USPS was on the lookout for a new fleet, three companies came in with bids, and Workhorse was the only one that submitted 100% electric vehicles. When Joe Biden announced his plan for a 100% EV fleet of government vehicles, Workhorse felt that they had it in the bag. Instead, the USPS awarded the 10-year contract worth over $6 billion to Oshkosh Corporation, a Wisconsin-based defense contractor known for building military vehicles. And as it turned out, that their bid was actually full of internal combustion engines. Workhorse appears to have had a change of heart and seeks to take advantage of other business opportunities both in and outside the U.S. government spectrum. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.